can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
And it is Friday night, the feeling's right, and I have a headache.
You look unwell right now.
I am unwell. I'll get to this more in my life updates, but I have been having these headaches for like a week now. And they start around 4 p.m. every day. And I have no idea what causes them.
They're like tension headaches, right? You say they stem from like your neck, shoulder?
I thought they did, but I tried neck massages. I've tried our massage gun. I've tried water, caffeine, blue light glasses. Like, I've tried it all. And I still have a headache.
Weird.
So, I don't know. But, yes.
I mean, my first guess is something with your posture. Like, the way you're sitting is just, like, causing... But not right now.
I've sat like that my entire life.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, it could be like a knot that's still not rubbed out, but like, why 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I don't know. They say you're either a stomach ache girly or a headache girly. I'm definitely a headache girly. I get them quite often.
I'm a stomach ache girly, but
yeah,
I'm not used to headaches, and this week I've had them a lot.
Yeah, I always do pressure point like in my nose. That relieves it. Same with, like, pulling at your hair at either the top of your head or the bottom of your head. Those are always my little tricks, and then I just take Advil.
I'll probably take an Advil after this. I just had myself a nice little charcuterie board.
It basically looked like an adult Lunchable.
It was an adult Lunchable, but it was delish.
I love that for you. And I had Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, okay, I need to tell this on the podcast. Gabby tells me, like, yeah, around 8. I knew that it was going to be, like, a little bit of a flexible thing tonight because I knew she had plans, and I was like, you know what? It's fine. I just wanted to know, like, ETA so that I knew if I should make my adult Lunchable before or after the podcast. I just got
Okay, here's the thing, though.
You don't see anybody trying to break in, right? I just got a Ring notification.
Don't.
Okay. Found dog.
They were... Oh. Not so mine. Sad. They were... I just glitched. I don't know what I was going to say.
Okay, can I finish what I was saying then? So yeah. She tells me around 8. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go to the gym. I'll come home.
Oh, I figured it out now.
I'll, you know, relax. And then we'll podcast. Well, 8 o'clock rolls around and I check her location. She's at Texas Roadhouse. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just like that's where she's driving. So I check it again 15 minutes later. She's still at Texas Roadhouse. It's now 8:30. And I'm like, excuse me, I just sent her a screenshot of her location at Texas Roadhouse. And I was like, what? I thought we were podcasting.
Well, here's the thing. We are podcasting. And I told you from the beginning when you said, hey, podcast Friday. I said, I don't know what my schedule is at all.
But
so here's the thing. There were plans that I was not in charge of. Yeah. And it is in the evening. I was not wrong about that. And then when you asked me midday, I said, we're still at the beach, maybe around 8 or so.
Okay.
It's 9.
Doing it at 9. I'm mad that you didn't update me for the last hour and that I had to just check your location. As somebody who, you know, has had jobs where I need to be there at a certain time, that's the common courtesy. I get that, you know, you just live your life willy-nilly, but I needed an update, sister.
Well, I just, like, really didn't know what time to give you because I didn't know when I was going to be done type of thing.
We could
anyway,
like,
here we are, 9 o'clock.
On my first basket of rolls, hey, on my second basket of rolls, hey, my food came. Like, I know Texas Roadhouse... I can probably guess when you're going to be home.
Well, guess what? I'm home.
Yeah.
So,
it's almost 9:30.
Week. What went on this week?
Well, I had a little staycation weekend. Not had. It's Friday. I started it today. I took off today and Monday because I had extra vacation days to use. So I'm giving myself a long weekend to just stay home. Today, I got a lot of things done. I didn't really relax much today. But I needed to, like, fold and put laundry away. I needed to unload the dishwasher, do my nails, go to the gym, get, like, random things done on my computer. So I didn't have much time to relax today. But I did get a new raft for the pool from Target. It was $9, and it was the best $9 I've ever spent. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but it's a raft that, like, has a backrest and like a little cushion for your head and armrest and a cup holder. Like it's something that you can actually lay out, but then the
does
feet...
it actually keep you out of the water? Those are my yes. pet peeves with rafts like that. Yes. Okay, good.
And then there's only a little hole for the feet if you want to put your feet in. Honestly, the pool was the perfect temperature today. I got in the pool and then got on the raft. But regardless, yes, I wanted a raft that I could like read my Kindle in, have a drink in the pool, like a LaCroix that I had today, and not be like soaked. So I got that. The problem for that is, so we have an air compressor, but Sean was at work and I didn't know where the piece was to put it on the end to actually blow the raft up. I looked everywhere.
Did you blow it up with your mouth?
I blew it up in my mouth. I literally thought, maybe that's why I have a freaking headache. I literally thought I was going to die.
Could be why.
It's a large raft. So yeah, it was tough, but I did it. But by the time I did it, I was like, okay, well that took me 45 minutes. I mean, I did it outside in the pool, but I'm just like, okay. So that was fun. But yeah, tomorrow our plan is literally, I think Sean has to do some paramedic homework when he gets home from work tomorrow morning. But then our plan is to literally do nothing, relax in the pool all day long. And then I think we're going to go out
to dinner.
Very
nice.
So
nice.
I'm very excited about that. We had a Zoom meeting with our wedding planner yesterday. Well, I don't know.
Is that like the for sure? I was gonna say.
So here's the thing. She hasn't asked us for any money, but like we had a Zoom meeting with her. She's been like communicating with us back and forth, and she's like the only one that we reached out to. I'm not gonna give details on the podcast of what we're doing yet, but she's like the only one that we reached out to that like felt like she understood what we wanted and thought that it was doable within our budget. Whereas like all these other people were like, oh nope, can't happen. Like messaging me back, like nope, sorry, oh, no can way. Do. And I'm like, okay. Like I think. I mean, I'll say this one thing, like what we're doing is not like a traditional wedding. It's going to be very small. And then we're going to have like a casual party with everybody else. But
wasn't worth it for them in terms of.
Well, no, their thing was like, I think they just weren't understanding that. And they were thinking like flowers themselves are a few thousand dollars. And I'm like, but I'm not doing all that. Like, yeah, I don't know.
That, so, which is ridiculous. The flower price that I've seen people like talk about in TikToks at weddings will not be having flowers at my wedding.
Stupid. So yeah, we had a Zoom meeting with her. It was great. She actually messaged me because with the time difference of where she lives, I like never know when she's working. Also, I think it's more of a freelance thing. So I think she could can do it whenever. I don't know. So she said she'd get back to me tomorrow with like some options that she came up with. So we will see about that. I also booked a wedding dress try-on appointment for about a month away, even though my wedding is not for way in 2024, but my mom's going to be in town. I'm going to be in Miami already for my anesthesia rotation. So I figured me, Gab, and mom could go and try on some wedding dresses.
So much fun.
I'm like, even if I don't get one from this place, I've followed them on Instagram forever. And even if I just get like my style down, I'd be happy with that.
I was going to say, even just to start the process, know what you do and don't like.
And it was free to, like, set up the appointment. So I was like, which I was surprised because I looked at, there's, like, kind of a couple on the same street. And the other ones want you to pay. And, like, granted, they put it towards your dress or, like, something. But I was just like,
remember
I don't even
when we were, like, 13 and you really thought you were just going to walk into Kleinfeld's in New York City and, try on dresses?
Yeah, I genuinely did. I loved Say Yes to the Dress when I was growing up. And so we were in New York City, and I was like, we're going in Kleinfeld's, and we're looking at the dresses.
Newsflash, they lock the door.
You need to have an appointment. Yeah, very interesting. I really hope this place has, like, champagne and, like, does the whole nine. I should look at, like, their Instagram and see.
Can we have paddles that say yes and no?
Well, it's only going to be you two. So you can have paddles, or you can say the words yes or no.
Yeah, but we got to make it fun. We got to make a whole video out of it.
Okay.
Sure. I want paddles. But they're going to be emotions of your face, of either like a smile or like your RBF. And that's going to be our reaction.
We've already decided no phones at the ceremony because we're going to hire a photographer and a videographer. And we don't want, I was like watching this thing on Instagram and like the person in the front like had their phone out. And Sean and I were like, I could just see Gabby like trying to take a story and ruining the pictures. So we're not going to do that, but I do want you to
He said that for your engagement, too, and you're welcome for who got some of the best footage. You're welcome.
Yeah, I rewatched that video, and I didn't realize how many innocent bystanders were just like, like talking like in the corner, like pointing at us, because in that moment I didn't see any of that. But yeah, no, your job is to get vlog footage for me on that day, because clearly I will probably not be able to get vlog footage. But yeah, so that's the update on that. I got a couple questions in our Q&A that are like wedding updates, and unfortunately you guys, I'm not going to share anything until it's set in stone and I've sent everything out. And yeah, but as of right now, just know that the planning process has officially started.
Justin did ask today what the dress code was. Have we thought about that for the males?
Yes, I have thought about that. Depends on the venue, because the one venue that we're looking at is like black tie, possibly. The other venues, not as much. So, I mean, like no jeans.
Okay, you know? Well, yeah, no, but that was a given.
But yeah, as to how fancy.
The scale of how dressy.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm going to have you guys wear, I don't know, maybe like a certain color scheme just to take like a nice photo. But you don't have to wear like a specific dress or even a specific color. Just like, I'm guessing
colors
what I'm going to
want. Together.
It's like, yeah, colors that look nice together. Yeah. So that's that. I already talked about my headaches. And I guess that's literally it on my life updates. I don't know. It felt really great today to wake up and not have to go to work. I can just
on a Friday.
Oh, incredible. And to know that I don't have to do it for a couple more days is just even.
Yeah, that's very
I
nice.
Just love being home. It's much needed. The bachelorette trip was fantastic, but I just feel like I've been so go, go, go with Austin and that. And
even on the weekends,
I can't wait to just do nothing. I can't wait.
Speaking of doing nothing, that was my week last week, which was so nice. I mean, not that I did nothing, but I didn't have to go to the gym at all. So, like, I had time to do stuff, and we actually utilized it, and I feel like we did a lot. And then over the weekend, I literally took myself, because Justin went home to visit his family. So I took myself to the beach to watch the sunset and read a book, which is Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. Did you read that one yet?
No, the only Colleen Hoover book is absolutely had to. That I've read, because the other ones are more romancy and less thrillery.
I mean, this one seems to have a good storyline. I'm literally on like chapter 6, so I didn't make it far. But I was told I absolutely have to read this one. And to be honest, I was just in Target the night before, and I was like, "Hey, that looks familiar.
Wish you would
hey,
ask me.
I should
I
go to the
so
beach and read it tomorrow." Well, I just like it was an in the moment thing, so I just grabbed a go because I just knew I wanted something, and I wanted to go to the beach. So
when you're done with your physical books, would you mind at some point we're gonna build a big bookcase? Can I leave them?
Yeah,
here?
You can have them.
Great.
Yeah.
Because I do a Kindle and I don't have any books for said bookcase. So.
Yeah, I'm not a Kindle girl. I need like a physical. That's the only way I'll read it. And I'm also which you people can hate me. I'm a fold over the corner where I left off kind of girl. I know people like hate damaging books.
Can I get
and
you
that's
a
like
bookmark?
a big no-no. But what if it slides out? I love a good fold the corner over and keep going out with your life. Whatever. Anyway, didn't make it very far in that. But I did drive to the beach and almost turned the car around and immediately drove home because it was packed.
I'm sure.
Was terrified to get out on my own, but I did it. I was proud of myself. I was when I tell you, I sat in the car for like probably 30 minutes contemplating just turning around and driving home.
What beach did you go to?
The Key Biscayne one, because I figured that wouldn't be as bad.
I'm surprised.
I guess a Saturday night it was packed. There was like every pavilion was a baby shower, a gender reveal, a birthday party, like packed. But I just set up shop on my little beach blanket with my book. I brought a hoodie because it did get chilly after, and I sat and read a little bit. But it was nice. A nice little me night, which I don't do it very often, but then I'm kind of reminded why I don't do them very often, because I was like, as nice as this is to like take myself to the beach, I would much rather be with someone because I was terrified.
It's much nicer to have me nights when you like are in a house and you have like your pool or your patio. Or
I just like, I don't read when I'm like, I feel like the only time I read is when I'm laying out or like when I specifically set time away to like go to the beach and read.
With a Kindle, you can read in bed.
Yeah, I just don't like the Kindle. But then things got busy again because we had staff training, which were just early and long days. I will say this is my favorite staff training that we've had. Like the actual training itself I enjoyed. They were just long days and they were early in the morning. And then I was at the gym from 8 to 6:30. And immediately got in the car and drove 3 hours home from Orlando. So I was just like mentally not at all with it that day. to then wake up and the next day was tryouts already. So the season is already starting. The only thing is tryouts are happening now, and then next week we go on our staff cruise, which will be so fun. And then we have like the next like week and a half to 2 weeks off, and then practices start like right away in June. So the end of May I actually have some time off, which will be nice. Yeah.
Practices start then, in June when I'm in Miami. Love that for
yes,
me.
But it will not be, I'll have all my weekends off, like, because when practices start, it's not busy.
Yeah, but I'll probably come home on weekends.
Okay, well, I should have, my schedule should be way better by that point, and I should know for sure what we're doing. But either way, well, I was going to say my days are off, but that's when you're busy.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But at staff training, we got LJ's theme finalized, started working on the uniform, which was a lot of fun because I wasn't in the brainstorming process last year because I was, they already started that before I like got brought on as a coach. So it was really fun to be there from step one this year. I made LJ's logo this year, so you'll have to wait and see. But I didn't think I was making it. I thought I was just like helping the uniform design guy out, and then he was like, hey, can you just send me that? And I was like, yeah, you got it. So
can you show
I
me after the
had a big
podcast?
Hand in I will in that logo, so that's kind of cool, I guess. But yeah, so then we came home from that, we had tryouts, which I don't know how I got so lucky, but I got the easiest job this year, and I was on like the stretch mat, so I just got to hang out and chill with everyone, talk to them. Like, we did evals a little bit different this year, and we've had, one, so much talent, but two, so many people trying out this year that we did not anticipate. So everyone actually doing the evaluations, which is what I normally do, we're like pretty stretched out, stressed out and overwhelmed, and I'm just sitting in a straddle, go down to your left foot, good, and let's go down to your right foot.
Doing what you like, do just, best, nothing. Yeah.
I had the easiest job somehow. I don't know how I got out of it this year. But it was really nice. And they split us up into shifts, so I only had to work my 2 days of tryouts. And now it was Justin's birthday yesterday, so we were having a full weekend of celebrations. We were going to Marco Island, which I haven't been to in a very long time.
Yeah, mom told me that, and I was like, oh, sick. She's going to be really close to me, and didn't say a word.
Well, with his friends and his family, so would you like to join on plans that are not mine?
No, I'm not going to come, but it would be cool to know that you're on this coast. Like, maybe you could say hi.
How am I going to say hi? You're still not close to me. I'm on your coast, but it's not like I'm next door or I'm not going to Fort Myers.
And say, hey. Just knowing you're nearby.
Which, it's taking us to Marco Island, the, like, you know, there's Alligator Alley.
Yeah, I like the other way better. There's a road below it. You get to see a lot of cool wildlife. Look out the window when you drive.
I know. I don't even know. Last time it's taking us, and I was like, I don't remember the last if I ever been on this road.
Yeah, you drive like past the casinos, you see turtles, you see gators, you see a lot on that road. So nice. Well, that's our update. What is your favorite of the week?
My favorite is the Palms Hotel and Spa, which is where I went. I think I talked about it in last week's episode. Which the hotel, we did the massages, and then we just hung out by the hotel. Well, for Mother's Day, we got his mom a massage at the hotel so that we could go back to the hotel again. And we hung out by the beach all day, hung out by the pool, got some food. And the hotel's just really nice. And I love how easygoing it is to just use the amenities.
Well, I mean, you are paying a pretty penny, are you not?
Yeah, but I don't. But, like, we still have our key cards. So, like, I don't know if we have to pay a pretty penny every time we go.
I bet you that they deactivate your key card.
But they're not, like, you don't really, like, you just, the only time you need it is to give it to her, so she, like, sees it to give you towels. Other than that, you don't, like, need it for anything.
Interesting.
So stay tuned. We're going to try to hack the system a little bit. Yeah.
Well, my favorite this week is the honey goat cheese from Publix. It is absolutely delicious. It was randomly on sale, so we got it, and then it was so good that I got it again tonight for my charcuterie board.
I was going to say, was it on your Lunchable?
Yes, it was. It's literally like a soft spreadable like goat cheese, but it's a little bit sweet, and it's, oh my gosh, it's so good. So what else was on my charcuterie board, you ask? Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah, strawberries, which was weird.
They were going bad. I needed to eat them.
Okay. That one threw me for a loop.
Sweet mini pickles, honey goat cheese, crackers, sharp white cheddar cheese, olive hummus, and manchego cheese, and Italian pickles. Salami.
Did you say that?
I already said that. Yes. It was delish. And that's what I got. So if you, I know that Aldi's has a good one and Trader Joe's also has a good one, honey goat cheese. So if you like,
are you goat sure cheese, the show we watched was Cruel Summer? Because these girls do not look familiar at all.
They were not in season one. That says a new season premiere, and they are all different people.
Wait, what the heck?
Yes, it's a whole new storyline.
I don't think I like that.
The last one, like, ended. Like, I don't think they could have made another season on it. So it's, like, a different summer, a different group of people. No wonder. I don't know. I'm pretty sure, because I know that those people weren't in the last one. In case you guys don't know what she's talking about, Cruel Summer is coming out again in June. But they never wrote, like, season two, and I think that's because it's, like, a whole different set of people and story, so they just wrote, like, season premiere or something. But, wait, yeah, it's the same show.
Did you finish Jury Duty?
Yeah.
I did, too.
Isn't it so good?
They just picked the best person. Like, he
was a gem. Phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. He's so sweet and, like, just so easygoing.
They were probably, like, so relieved because
he played in it. Well, there are people auditioned to just be in the documentary. And so they, like, kind of knew who he was.
Yeah, but, like, even just specific things throughout it, like...
Yeah. No, he like was a nice when guy he because said, I would not have played along.
Right. Oh, my God, I know. Like, what was his name? The guy with the glasses. When he said, like, does anyone know how to get out of jury duty? And they scratched that part of the script.
Yeah, but then and he then kept he it said in, it
and they
anyways.
Gave him the exact answer that he wanted.
I really want to be on, like, the jury actor side of season two and like just act an absolute fool because it would be so fun to do that.
Yeah, it was very like dry slow humor like The Office, but it was a good background show and it was funny.
Jeannie cracks me up. If you guys haven't seen Jury Duty, you need to.
Is it Barbara that just kept
oh my god
sleeping?
They kept falling asleep. I'm like, that is me. Yes.
All right. I think that's everything to catch up on. And we didn't even say what we're going to be doing today. But honestly, the title probably
if you follow
said
us
it.
On Instagram, you know we're doing a Q&A. We feel like it's been a while. And these are some just fun questions.
But like a sister Q&A, not just like anything.
Yeah, like questions for each other.
Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything. Your products, content you create, and even your time.
I've talked about the product that I'm developing, and once it's fully ready, Squarespace is going to be the perfect place for me to design a website. I'll be able to showcase the product and how it ties into my online presence already, and I'm super excited to get to explore all the options that Squarespace has available for my future endeavors.
Squarespace truly has something for everybody. Are you a freelance creator or artist? Squarespace has appointment scheduling for online booking. Want to send out an email newsletter for your subscribers every month? Squarespace has email templates that you can customize and analytics already built in to see how they succeed. You can also display social media posts and automatically connect all of your channels in one place. So check out squarespace.com/outgoing for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code outgoing to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/outgoing for a free trial and use code outgoing to save 10% on your first purchase.
First one, have you ever wanted to switch being the older versus the younger sibling? No.
I don't think at all. I think our dynamic is great this way.
Yeah, I think if I had to rely on Gabby to get through life, we might be screwed.
Well, also, you
and Gabby's really
the
good
bossy
at being,
big sister really well.
And Gabby's great at being the little sister that just gets catered to, so.
So it works out.
We fit the roles well.
No, I really don't think, I've never even, like, obviously, like, I always, like, wanted a little sibling, but I never really wanted to be an older sister.
Ew, that would be so weird if there was another one.
We always wanted
an older brother,
a big brother, to the point where we, like, I swear our parents, like, printed out adoption papers at one point.
Yeah, I think they were just, like, trying to shut us up. We literally went out and picked an older brother on an adoption website and asked if they could adopt him. And I think they were just, like, these two are
out
of control.
Now that I'm older and, like, know the process, that was unhinged.
Yeah, I don't know why they let us have access to the internet. Most people our age are, like, getting into trouble and, like, on chat roulette, and we're, like, looking for an adopted older brother online.
Yeah, literally.
Like Blue that... Waffle who? We're on adoption.com.
No, okay, listen, but we did Two Girls, One Cup it before.
Oh my God.
We have searched that without knowing.
Yeah, we had no clue what it was. Okay. Next question. Proudest moment you've had as a sister. When have you been the most proud of me?
Okay, I would say two. One is just graduating dental school. One, because I know how much you absolutely hated it. But two, how big of an accomplishment that is. And another one is, I think, when you decided that you wanted to move to Florida. Because I know how comforting it was. And just, like, how you would have had everything in line staying in New York. But, like, you were willing to kind of, like, put yourself out of your comfort zone and take that risk for what the possibilities could be. And I was very proud of that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I would say just when I watch you cheer at Worlds. I mean, like, it, you know, the last time it got a little old. But the first year on TGLC, the first year on TGLC was unreal to watch you at Worlds. Because it's like, I almost, like, not that I didn't believe it when you made the team, but I was just like, okay, like. But like, I don't also, know. None it just seems so wild.
I was going to be center flyer or like any of that.
I'm going to be
like,
completely honest with you. I thought TGLC, you were going to be an alternate. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But like, I just didn't expect to like watch you.
I didn't either, especially for like not tumbling. Like, I really didn't think I was going to be this, like, the it girl of TGLC at all.
Yeah, so I would say that probably.
Cool.
And then when you navigated your single life and, like, matured and were more independent.
Good times. I don't know if it was actually good times, but, like, we made it through.
I mean, it was good times eventually. You were fun. It was. But it wasn't great times when you called me crying and you're like, you need to come to Florida. I'm like, well, okay.
All right, next question. Do you think you grew closer as sisters when you moved to Florida?
Not really. I don't know.
I think it was when I moved to Florida. Honestly, it was when I went to college.
Yeah.
Because from then on, we've been separated no matter what. But like that's when because we had to communicate with each other and we had to do all this that I feel like we realized how much we missed each other on the daily. We didn't take advantage of it as much. So we got closer.
I would still say, like, compared to other sisters that I see now that I'm older, I do feel like we were still very close growing up. Like, we had so many nights where we were, like, watching Chopped and making food and, like, watching movies. And, like, we just spent a lot of time hanging out, the two of us.
And you know what? Okay, I don't think I wrote this down, but I actually got a question like that that I had, like, a mom write in. It was like, hi, mother of two little girls right now. Like, what did you guys do to get so close to each other? And I think... my answer is that we didn't have other friends.
Yeah, like we spent a lot of time together.
Even just like my family in general. I would literally rather spend time at home with my family. Like I would literally get invited to go places with my friends and I would prefer to stay home with my family.
Gabby had her own bedroom and she slept in mine for like most of my life because I had two beds. So like,
I don't know how.
I think it helps that we are close enough in age that we enjoyed like the same TV shows. We enjoyed.
I think our age gap is perfect.
That, but I don't know. I would say, yeah, just like spending a lot of time together and being, I think mom and dad raised us to be very independent in the sense that like we could entertain ourselves when, you know, they went to bed or they were out.
I was just going to say, not that like our parents were very heavily involved, but I feel like there was a lot of times where it was just us two. Not even just like home, like our parents would be home, but I feel like they wouldn't be constantly like entertaining us all the time.
It was always like would, you two go find something to do. And I also think another thing is when we would start to bicker, that was like dad's number one thing is like stop arguing and stop fighting. And so we were not really like allowed to vocally fight. So I think that that like caused us to just not, if that makes sense. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. We had our fair share of arguments. We still do, but. I wouldn't say moving to Florida really made a difference in that.
No.
I would say it was when...
I would say it's almost made it harder because our schedules are so completely opposite now with...
Yeah.
Hopefully, I think they'll be better this next year. Hopefully, I am not even just saying this. I am going to be at the gym only certain days this week. I am making it happen. So, we'll have better days and a better schedule because, yeah, it has been... This past year has been crazy, honestly. It has literally been complete opposite schedules from each other.
Okay, next one. What's your ideal day spent together?
Well, now I would say it's whenever probably me coming to visit you on a day Sean's working. We go to Naples. We go to the
coffee shop,
Hawaii beach. Coffee place. Yes. We go to the beach, hang out. We take pictures. We probably make dinner together at home. Put some probably. YouTube videos on.
Make a pasta, walk our dogs, watch TV, do nothing.
And just catch up and, yeah, vegetate. That's a mom word. That was very Michelle Fuller of me.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We are pretty easy to please. We don't like to do much.
The less people we can run into and the less better. We do, the better.
Oh, Lola, maybe like okay? A, she fell doing? Off the pillow she was laying on.
What is your number one piece of relationship advice?
Communication about everything. And Sean and I just like rehad this conversation because this week we were both like irritated at each other and like just didn't say anything. So then it just like bottled up and I was just like, like it was just, we used to be like that more often. And then we got used to just communicating, being like, hey, would you mind? Like, it's so easy. It just feels like so, I don't know why, but like little things, like it was bothering him that like I was coming home and I wasn't like giving him a hug, or, you know, if we were walking somewhere, like he likes to hold hands. His love language is physical touch. Mine is
Lexi could not be
acts of
that.
Service. Yeah. So, and for me, I was irritated that like he was taking his hat off and just like setting it on the counter instead of putting it where his hats go. Like stupid stuff like that. But if you don't communicate those things, the other person can't read your mind.
Right.
So I would say literally everything goes down to communication. Number one, like you have to be able to talk about what's bothering you. Be okay to say when you're doing something wrong. Praise the other person when they're doing something like that you appreciate. Tell them that you appreciate them. If you want to do a certain thing, or you want to go somewhere for dinner, or you want to make something for dinner, don't just be like, oh, it doesn't matter to me. Because if you really want to do something, you're going to resent your partner for not speaking up when they pick something else. You know what I'm saying?
I'd say my other tip of, like, off of that, a little bit less serious, but also still very important, just, like, never stop dating. Like, always being, trying to find time whenever you can to, like, make the relationship a priority, get out of the house, go do something fun, plan something out, like, always doing those little things so you're not just continuous in a cycle of, like, what your routine is.
Great. Love that. Next one. Would you ever want to live closer? Yeah. Yes. Literally, I want Gabby to move next door.
Okay, yes, but that's not gonna happen.
There's so many houses for sale in my neighborhood right now.
Closer, yes. Same neighborhood. Never gonna happen unless you... Here's the thing. I wish we could meet in the middle somewhere. The middle of Florida is swamps.
This coast is better. I think you would enjoy raising a family much more over here than you would over there.
Well, maybe when we get to that stage, but it does not make sense right now for our life.
Great. It doesn't need to right now. Just tell me later down the road that you will.
I can't give you that solid answer right now, but we'll see. Ugh. What age did you guys start to get along? See, this is where I don't know if it's different from other people, is that we never didn't get along.
No, I feel like we figured Lexi the same from start to finish.
High school boyfriend, and she was too cool for the entire family.
I wouldn't say that's true. I think it was because I was struggling because it was so toxic and just didn't want to talk about it with anyone. So I just like kind of isolated myself.
You slept in the basement. You would, instead of hanging out with me, you would go down in the basement.
Sleeping in the basement was A1 because it's dark down there and cool. So you can sleep.
No, it's because you would be on Skype and Uvu with your boyfriend every night and you stopped hanging out with me or anyone else.
Okay, and you're in that phase right now, so like
I'm not in the phase. I just
you're
don't
too cool for
live
me.
With you. No, I'm not.
No, we definitely like bickered about certain things. Like if I would ask Gabby to show me how to do something, for example, a Polaroid printer, and she didn't want to help
because
me.
Because she thinks I am a technician and a jack of all trades. And just
you
I know every
are.
Answer.
You just don't want to try.
But that's not true because there's certain things like she wanted me to figure out why this printer wasn't working and like I don't have the answers.
Yeah, but you could have shown that you cared.
But I already told you I didn't know and you didn't believe me and didn't take that for an answer.
I still don't believe you.
Okay.
So well, yeah, we've had like the same bickering all along, but I would say we got the closest when I went away to college because like, conversations we were, like had to be more intentional.
Than most.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, though. For sure.
Like, I don't think we ever had an age where we just really didn't get along.
No. At
all. Worst present your sister ever bought you?
Well, Gabby pretty much left all of her Christmas presents that I got her this year here, so.
That's not true. Only one. But you asked for it.
No, you said you were going to return it. You didn't like it.
Well, I already found another one.
Yeah.
Better. It didn't have pockets. That was my main thing. That was my main issue. I couldn't do it.
I love it. I use it.
It was the makeup bag, if you're wondering. We didn't tell you that answer, but.
The worst present.
I have one off the top of my head that's really not a bad present. I just have never used it. It's the guacalock, but just because I don't make guac. I have avocados.
Yeah, well, it'll keep those fresh once you cut them in half.
But it's like avocado, and then you squish the thing down all the way. Or guac, I mean, and you squish it down all the way. But I never make guac, so I just haven't used it.
It would be good for your avocados to save it, like, if you make avocado toast, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just haven't used it yet, so I will. I'm going to have to, I guess.
I feel like that one, like, that one bucket hat. I mean, I've worn it, but it was so random in that, like, group of gifts.
Those were hard to figure out.
I don't know.
And you went through, like, a little bucket hat phase, but.
No, I still wear it. Don't get me wrong, but. You could have, you know.
Whatever.
This year, if you really want to get me the Marc Jacobs tote bag, I would not be mad about it.
What did you get me for my birthday?
You haven't told me you wanted anything.
Yeah, you were supposed to surprise me.
I'm done surprising you with gifts. We know that does not work.
I have no idea. Or like the one year we just got each other
Apple pencils. We got each other Apple pencils, a.k.a. we basically bought ourselves Apple pencils. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys consider making merch? Yeah, well, and
you wrote would I you wrote consider March. Making March?
Merch. Yes. This is something we really want to do this year. I have a lot of ideas I saved. Are you on the Pinterest board? I've been saving a lot recently of like the style.
Think so.
I'm very excited. I have a very clear vision in my mind. And yeah, so stay tuned. I'm also low-key scared if we did come out with it that nobody would buy it.
Yeah.
But I get this question every time I do a Q&A. So I'm like, okay. At least one person wants some merch. So let us know. We're going to figure it out and hopefully get that out soon. Even if I just wear it, I still want the cute ideas that I have. So what do you got next for me? So the answer
is hopefully. Next one. How did you explain / understand Lexi's anxiety as a family? I feel like it took a while to understand.
I don't know if my parents even really understand it still. I feel like Gabby understands it more now.
Yeah.
Than she did
at first. Okay, and I have for a while, though.
Yeah. When it was
actually, like...
It's weird because I feel like anxiety can present itself in so many different ways. And
parents' generation in general, too.
Yeah.
Like, just that whole generation of people, like, just is on a completely different wavelength when it comes to... stuff like mental health, anxiety, any of that, where they, I feel like they just didn't have to, I don't want to say deal with it, but like it just wasn't as common to like know people or go through it, where I feel like or I've been around it with many different people that
and for me I said everybody's manifest in different ways and they're anxious about different things. For me it was very generalized. It was like an everyday thing for as long as I can remember. And it's very much so just like stressing and worrying about everything. And then it presents itself in me like having like a tight feeling in my chest and getting really overwhelmed and not like lashing out, but like just being very high strung. And so I feel like for a long time, nobody understood. Like they just thought I was like
stressed all the time and just dramatic. And
Like dramatic. And now that I have not only gone to therapy for years, but also I'm on medication, I feel like now they can, at least Gabby can see a big difference in.
Oh, for sure.
Like what it looks like when it's under control versus not. So I would say just have the conversation. I mean, luckily for me in college, I like had access to free therapy and things like that, that like I didn't really need my parents' approval to, or like help really to do that. Like, it's something I just did on my own. But I would say just trying to, one, I would say go to therapy because it'll help you vocalize what's going on a lot better and help you understand it so that you can help other people understand it.
Yeah.
And from your end, is there anything?
I mean, it just got to the point where I could tell that, like, something's got to give. And, like, you were, not that you were, like, not okay, but, like, you needed something that was going to help you out a lot. Like, whether that was just every, your support in general, your family, like, Sean, friends, whoever was around you at that point. But, like, I sent, obviously, I didn't, it was already when, like, Lexi was off. And mainly in dental school was, I think, when we all kind of, like,
that's when it got the realization really, really bad.
That, like, yeah, it was bad. So I was, like, home for one of the holidays. And this is another question, but it was, like, biggest fight you've ever had. Well, I think, okay, this was, there's two. But one of them was that night that we just, like, screamed at each other because you just, like, were not, you didn't have a clear mind to, like, communicate clearly or, like, see what other people, it just anything that was a stressful situation, I feel like you just couldn't navigate because your head was, like, so, you were so anxious about something. So it got to a point where it was really bad and, like, we got in a really big fight. And then I was, like, leaving one of the next days and I literally, like, sent my parents a long paragraph message that I was, like, we need to help her. Like, obviously you guys are closer than I am. If there's anything that, like, there's something physically you can do to be there for her more. Like, she has way too much on her plate right now. I think she, like, really actually has, like, a diagnosis. Finally. Like, I think she needs to go. Like, she's been going to therapy, but, like, I think we need to support her more and, like, actually trying to, whether it's meds or whatever the case is, like, to really help her out. Like, I try to explain it to them as much as possible, and they were, like, super supportive back to it. But and yeah. They didn't really, like, fight me back on that. I feel like we were all supportive of whatever you wanted to do to fix it, and then we were just hoping something would work.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Okay. What was something you did a lot as kids? I feel like we keep, like, kind of mentioning these answers to later questions in our answers. Yeah, but I know. We would cook a lot. We would watch a lot of TV. We would play outside, swim in the pool.
Yeah, we played with our neighborhood. Well, and by neighborhood, just our one neighbors, really. A lot. Yeah. Played Just Dance, some Mario Kart. What was the, like,
oh, we made, like, stop motion YouTube videos for a while.
What was the, was it, like, Mary Kay and Ashley video game or
with the ATVs?
Yes.
Yeah, on PlayStation 2 we had that. We had Nemo.
Oh, Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you know, the huge watch
the,
YouTube,
what the kids do,
what the kids actually did, not at
the,
least back
not
then.
What the kids do these days.
Yeah, we played a lot outside in the summer.
We did.
In the winter, we watched a lot of TV. Yeah. I still watch a lot of TV. Favorite phase of life together?
I would say now. I feel like when we have time together, just us two, which doesn't happen very often. I know, but I feel like we literally now, like, we don't really argue. We just have fun together. Yeah. And we just are so on the same page with everything that I would truly say now. I would say either, like, when we were young and had no worries about anything, so everything was easygoing, or now.
Looking back now, I remember, like, making pizza rolls in the summer and, like, watching TV and, like, doing our nails. Like, that seemed so fun to me then. But now, being in the phase of life that we're in now and not being, I mean, I'm, like, technically still kind of in school, but, you know, just getting past that point seems nice. And I'm sure down the road, many years down the road, when we both have kids, will be fun too. I think I got a question. I don't know if I put it on here, but it was like, do you guys want to have kids close in age? And I mean, yeah, that would be great if the timing allows.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
At least some of them, like, I don't know how many kids we're going to have, but maybe not my first one, but I'm sure at some point they'll at least be close enough in age.
I mean, yeah, that's the plan at least. Obviously, you never know for sure, but I would hope so, because I feel like, I mean, we had a few cousins our age, but, like,
we were
mainly close with, like, our cousins now that are, like, way younger than us.
Um, We only have like a couple more. So favorite. Oh, we already did that one. What do you admire about each other? I feel like I've answered this a million times, but really quickly, just that Gabby does what she wants and doesn't care what people think. Sometimes that makes me really mad because I feel like it can be selfish, but I admire that because I'm much more of a people pleaser.
And Lexi is extremely organized and gets just about everything done really fast compared to anyone else I know.
Honestly,
it's very impressive.
If I didn't have my own, oh my gosh, I just choked my own spit. If I didn't have my own full-time job, I feel like I could be your social media personal manager and we would both be making so much money.
I agree.
But I would also like lose my mind doing that because I just don't. I mean, I answer emails really quickly, so it's really not that big of a deal, but I think I'd be bored of it. What would you change about the other? I wish that she would want to hang out with me more, but that's about it.
It's not that I don't want to. You don't live. If you lived like just, hey, I'm bored right now, can we just drive to each other? We would hang out all the time. You live a hop, skip, and a jump away where I never have a day. You also never come to me. You technically have more free time than I do because you have weekends and you never come to me.
Yeah, but Sean works 24 hours, so I need somebody to watch my pets. Pack up the pets. You don't. Take them to go. Let me just put Rita in the car. She's going to love that. She really loved it for the hurricane. She actually did fine. She actually like stayed in your spare bedroom and like didn't care.
I mean, yeah, but she didn't come out much. I wish Lexi was a little bit more easygoing, but that mainly just stems from her having literal diagnosed anxiety. So,
but also I feel like if I was easygoing, who would get things done in our family?
Not me or mom, that's for sure.
Exactly. We need someone to get things done. We answered the other ones already. Favorite memory together? I don't know if it's just because every summer I want to go travel Italy. Again.
I know, that's like what I was going to say.
I was just watching the video of you falling asleep on that boat and I was laughing so hard.
I fell asleep everywhere. I was so jet lagged. I slept every vehicle we were in. Well, the other question was biggest fight you've ever had and how long did it last? One, they never last longer than like 5 seconds. Like we've never gone like phases without. I would say like by the next day. Yeah.
It's over with. Probably a couple hours, but especially just the next day.
But the other one before she had anxiety and before we understood what it was, or not the before she had it, but before we really knew what was going on, just the when I screamed at you and said, this is why boys don't like you.
Yeah, Gabby, like, really it was like, goes below the belt when she's arguing with somebody.
But you just could not see eye to eye and you just, but I was, okay, we were young. I was not like, but I don't even remember what the scenario was.
I don't either.
Something was happening and you were just causing a fight out of nothing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to say it. We were all thinking it. I'm going to say it.
No, nobody was thinking that but you. It was like actually right after I was dumped, a breakup? I think. Like, I mean, I've only had a couple relationships and they've all been pretty long. But it was right after I was like dumped and Gabby said that. And I was like, okay, cool. Meanwhile, like we said, Gabby goes little sister, breakup, big sister I am energy. So nice to her. Oh man! Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our delirious Q&A.
Yeah, I have to pack. We're leaving to Marco Island in the morning. I have nothing packed.
It's 10 p.m. and I need to go to bed.
I also need to shower. I still hurts. At the beach all day, and I crawled right in to podcast. I have not even showered. I have sand all over me still.
Ew, that's the absolute worst.
Mm-hmm. But couldn't make you wait any longer.
You already made me wait an hour. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.